We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Summer Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and I. You'll be at 11:47 and 15 seconds to go right along with it. Thursday evening right here on your Fan New York City. Steve Summers here. You there, Peter Hoffman. Kevin Wall, they're on the other side of the glass. And 1-877-337-6666. And that'll be the number for a Thursday into a very early Friday morning schmooze, right up until J.J. After Dark, John Jastrzemski at 1 on your Fan New York City. Well, following last Thursday night, and we'll get to that because it is still the ongoing story after the appeals hearing and the result of that took place Thursday during the day, earlier today. However, the story tonight is, from what we have seen, a fumble that wasn't called a fumble. And now, you know, by watching the game, by listening to the game, if you weren't able to see it, that there appeared to be, with Texas, of course, winning this game. They lost to the Colts the first time around, so this was a game they needed to win and did win, with Watson having a terrific Watson was terrific tonight. So was Indianapolis able to run the ball. So it was a somewhat better Thursday evening kickoff to week number 12 than we have seen in the past. Although nothing is going to compare to what we saw last Thursday night, that's for sure. But Texas ended up winning this game. First time, as you know, that Watson was to throw an interception at home in 10 home games. Look out. And Indianapolis, they on one touchdown drive, 9 plays, and ran on all of them, including Brissett, who ran into the end zone for the touchdown. So it was back and forth, but it was a game Texas had to win. Now, at the very end of the game, and I don't know if a whistle blew, obviously the officials, again, with the officiating, the officials may have blown a whistle. There was a fumble on the play inside 2 minutes. You got to review everything, whether you think there's a fumble or not, but I don't know why they didn't review it. It certainly, even in slow motion, looked to be a fumble, and to me, looked as though an Indianapolis player recovered it. But no fumble on the play, no review on the play inside 2 minutes or not. So I'm not really sure. Maybe there was some understanding once the game was to come to an end. Maybe there was some kind of explanation. I didn't hear it. But on sight, it looked as though, yes, by far and away, there was a fumble there. The ball was out of the arms, out of his grasp before he or his knees or any of his body parts outside of his feet were to touch the ground. There was a fumble on the play. And to me, now some people, I asked Michael Carver down the hall working for the CBS Sports Radio Network what he thought about who recovered. He had no idea, by the way, why there was no review inside the 2 minute mark. But he didn't know. He thought actually the Texas recovered the ball. Now, with me, listen, because there was no fumble, Texas held on to possession of the ball. But it looked as though, with my two naked eyes, that an Indianapolis player had corralled the football on his way down to the ground. So, but again, the end result is that Texas wins this game. That it had to win, that Houston, yeah, the Texans, won this game they had to win, and of course, after losing, did Houston to Indianapolis the first time around. So keeping themselves alive and winning in Houston this football game. However, as I alluded to only a moment or two today, a ruling came down today. The appeals hearing, the verdict came in from what all of us happened to see and talk about for an entire week, what we all happened to see last week, and still talking about. Not only for a week have we been talking about it, we'll be talking about it for a long time to come, forevermore, until the 12th of never, because it is something all of us had never seen before.
Here, behind the grim walls and bristling battlements, live the men of our story.
Rudolph will dump it off to the left side. Trey Edmonds, the catch, sprints out of bounds.
To those who know, it is one big human bomb ready to explode.
And a fight at the 9-yard line. Flags are thrown.
Here are the conflicts and hates, the desires and dreams of men who chose to live by brute force.
The Browns and the Steelers, and Garrett just threw a punch.
Ruthless ruler of the mob inside.
And Pittsburgh retaliating.
Like the book says, we always get what's coming to us.
Marquise Pouncey was kicking in there, and flags are flying.
A rat in uniform.
The Steelers are running from the sideline to join in.
A lot of people are going to be awful sorry they shoved me around.
And this one is going to end in ugly fashion.
Well, it's really ugly, and I have no idea what Myles Garrett is thinking.
Well, I ain't going to take it no more, see? I was a big shot once, and I can be one again.
When they're on the ground, something is done or said, and Garrett loses it, rips the helmet off of Mason Rudolph.
The big shot. Taking it from cheap punks, double-crossed by chiseling mouthpieces.
Situation like that where, you know, it's an emotional game, like Larry said, and allow myself to fall into those emotions, you know, with that last play and what happened.
Broadcast as a public service to help combat the present crime wave.
So it was Myles Garrett who took the helmet off of Mason Rudolph and slammed him on the top of the head with 8 seconds to go in the game. A wild scene.
Okay, and the appeals hearing, the result, the verdict has come in. First of all, let me ask this. Where is John Boy when you need him? With all of the hot microphones, with all of the parabolic microphones surrounding the field, we have no evidence of what was said. So we now have he says he did, and a he says I didn't. This is what we know, and what we saw cannot be condoned, no matter what was said or what wasn't said. Myles Garrett, a week ago, as you know, as you saw, as you've been talking about, he lost his mind. Myles Garrett, earlier today, lost his appeal. And Myles Garrett may have lost his ability to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. After a week of becoming public enemy number one with everybody who saw what happened and everybody having something to say about what they saw, Myles Garrett may have pulled out the race card to save his soul, his money, and his time off. And after hearing for a whole week already, after hearing everybody calling for his head that he lost a week ago, he may have pulled out the race card to save his football career. If Mason Rudolph said what Garrett says he said, he should hang shame around his neck like the ancient mariner wore that albatross. If Garrett heard from his own demons, or heard from his own advisors to ease judgment day, then shame on him for taking the coward's way to save money and games lost for losing his head. Why didn't Garrett tell us after the game? Expressing remorse he did, and apologizing he did. But he didn't tell us what may have prompted his insanity. When or why didn't he tell teammates and the Browns altogether? Why didn't he tell the media and fans cross country calling for his head? Maybe he didn't tell anyone until he was told and advised what to say in the appeals hearing. He said he said it. He said, no, I did not. Again, none of us know. We and John Boy, we were not there. Garrett tried to hurt Randolph on the field and may have hurt himself with his own words off of it. And yes, yes, using a racial slur can, in the heat of a football moment, incite a fight, turn sane into insanity, turn excusable into inexcusable. But waiting an entire week to offer cause to effect raises eyebrows and plenty of doubt. We think Myles Garrett is headed south, way down below the belt, way down south of the Mason-Rudolph line.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.